Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, the board tasked with choosing who gets to build new casinos in upstate New York is poised to make its decision this afternoon. They're meeting at 2 p.m. in Albany, authorized to pick up 4 winning projects. 16 proposals have been submitted. The casinos will be divided between 3 upstate regions, the Albany-Saratoga region, the Southern Tier Finger Lakes region, and the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley.
Well, we are told by the governor's people and the governor that these decisions by the siting board will be absolutely independent of the political process. And yet we also know that at least a few or some have put some real money into this process. Why are you putting money in? Well, the perception might be that you're trying to influence the process. The way they put money in is they give some campaign money to people who are running for office. Now, there will, of course, be speculation depending on what happens about how it happened. And from where I'm sitting and where everybody else is sitting, there are communities that really want this, some that say they really need it, some that have arranged deals like East Greenbush with Albany, where a certain amount of money will be given every year in return for some support. So we'll see how it plays out. But there will obviously be raised eyebrows no matter what happens here.
It was a ballot proposal that people chose at election time, but the issue of whether they will generate revenue. We've seen reports from Connecticut and other states where things have been going down.
No question that if you look at something like Atlantic City, you see a mess. Wonderful new buildings that are closing because they just can't sustain and just don't have the numbers to make it work. I've been at least on one Indian reservation where we went into a casino where it was really kind of depressing. You know, huge rows of these slot machines with a couple of people sitting there playing. So we may have reached our natural tolerance as everybody tries to get in on the game. Of course, what they always say is, why should New York give its revenues to Connecticut or to Massachusetts? And then each of those states is saying the same thing as they put up their casinos. Whether or not new people will be recruited because of the access to these places to gamble is problematic because we're not sure that that's a good thing. We say that we're going to help gamblers. That's a bunch of nonsense. If we create them, we have created an addiction that could be a terrible, terrible thing.
Jeb Bush yesterday said that he's actively exploring a 2016 presidential run, and a Washington Post ABC News poll finds Bush with a narrow edge over the crowded field of potential GOP contenders, which also include, apparently, maybe not in this poll, former New York Governor George Pataki.
Well, George Pataki has just announced that he is interested in looking at this. It's a joke, but, you know, there's always the vice presidency, and then there are other things that one might be looking out for. In any case, the Bush candidacy is a natural. There will be those, the English say, are turned off by dynasty, or as we say over here, dynasty. So I would just simply say that Bush is a natural. Whether he, as a sort of social moderate, compared to some of the much more conservative candidates whose theories are out there to the right, can actually win, is another whole story. But you know, when you've had your party and you're out of power and you've been out of power for the entire Obama presidency, it will be 8 years, you know, you start to get hungry. You want the jobs, you want the patronage, and you say, what we need this time is a winner. And if the perception is that Jeb Bush will be the third Bush and a winner, it'll be an interesting showdown between him and presumably Hillary Clinton if there's a presidential election. It'll be tight.